The U.S. Census Bureau has released the first figures from the 2000 census. The numbers show that because of declining population growth, several big northeastern states will lose seats in the House of Representatives. Several states in the South and West, with faster-growing populations, will pick up those seats. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
This is just the beginning of a very long process. Census figures are used every 10 years to distribute congressional seats among the states. Other census numbers are used to redraw congressional districts within the states. Yesterday, Commerce Secretary Norman Mineta received the initial figures, the ones that tell states how many seats they'll have for the next five elections.
I have forwarded them to President Clinton, performing the same role as Thomas Jefferson did when he turned over the results of the first U.S. Census to President Washington in 1791.
The new figures show the U.S. population grew by 13.2% over the past 10 years, to more than 281 million people. Most of the growth took place in the West and South. That means more representation in Congress for those regions. Texas, Arizona, Georgia, and Florida will each gain two congressional seats. California, Nevada, Colorado, and North Carolina will each pick up one. But with only 435 seats to go around, other states will be cut. Two of the biggest, New York and Pennsylvania, will lose two congressional seats each. T.J. Rooney is a Democratic legislator from Pennsylvania. He's worried that the seats eliminated will be Democratic ones because Republicans control the state legislature. He thinks the change will be devastating for the state.
Forget about the politics of it. I think it's just bad for Pennsylvania because when you consider the Democratic members in our delegation and the seniority that they have, I think this adversely impacts the state's ability to receive the kinds of funding that we need from the federal government.
Eight other states will lose one congressional seat each. These include Connecticut, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. The rest are in the Midwest, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Michigan Governor John Engler said his state's delegation will now have to be more aggressive in fighting for its fair share of government funds. Lawmakers in states due to pick up seats say the changes are long overdue. Wes Marsh is a Republican legislator in Arizona. He says Western issues have not always received enough attention in Washington.
But now that the population is shifting to the West, these issues like water and growth and public lands and the environment are very important issues to us, and you're going to see more of an emphasis on those issues.
Still, the new numbers say little about the future makeup of Congress. More detailed census data will be released in March. That will show population changes within the states and other demographic information such as race, age, and income. It's these data that will be used by states to redraw their congressional districts. Jeff Weiss is a Washington lawyer who works with Democrats on redistricting. He says a lot about how those boundaries are redrawn will depend on which party runs the state.
It's really a mix. Democrats are not well-positioned in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, where there's no seat at the table. However, in Georgia and California, Democrats will control the process. And other states that lose seats, such as New York and Illinois, are the split-party control. So we're really starting on somewhat of an even playing field that no party can claim superior advantage. And this is all really a year and a half to 2 years off until final decisions are made.
Republicans think they'll have the advantage because they control more state legislatures than they did in 1990. But both parties also recognize the influence of the courts, which have thrown out many redistricting plans because they were imbalanced for racial and other reasons. Weiss says it's premature to project anything about party gains and losses in Congress from the new census numbers.